Glad to see everybody. It's been a while since I've been here. Most of all, I'm glad the Lord's here, ain't you?
Amen.
Spirit of God's in the house. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 1. When you got it, say amen. Bible said, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And if the Lord had helped me tonight, I want to preach on God said.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know what she was going to say, and she said it a couple of times, God said.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, I know what God's wanting to do.
Hallelujah.
God's wanting to help us. God's wanting to pour it out in 2017. The Bible starts out here and it's talking about Elijah. He was a Hebrew prophet of the 9th century right here. He was a man of God. He prayed and it rained not, and he prayed and then it rained. But I want you to know the Bible said that, the Bible talked about how there wouldn't be no rain nor dew for these many years right here. Hey, but I want you to know Elijah, the Bible said it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to him and said, go show yourself unto Ahab and I will send rain.
Hallelujah.
Now he's ready for the rain.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Now listen, 3.5 years. Listen what the Bible said, 3 years, and there was no rain. And the Bible said that everything was dying. Everything was drying up. But I feel like right here tonight, hey, God's about to send a shower. Hey, by our way right here. Hey, come on, Elijah prayed, and it rained not. And then he prayed, and it rained. And he said, go show yourself unto Ahab and tell him, hey, the rain's coming.
Well,
I'm getting ready to dance in the rain, ain't you? I'm getting ready for God to move. I'm getting ready for God to pour it out. Hey, when God says it, it's going to happen. Let me believe that. Hey, God said, I will send rain right here.
Hallelujah.
I remember being in revival in Kentucky back in February. And I was there, start with just a couple of nights. Friday night rolled around, and the church was praying for revival. And they said, we're going to do something different this year than what we've been doing. And I was thinking, well, what else can we do? But we had a service and it ended. And they said, we're going to go eat. And then we're going to come back and pray a while. I thought, man, hey, where I'm from, you can't hardly get them to church. Hey, one time, much less twice. And so we get there and we go eat. We get back at 10:30 at night, and we had 32 people at prayer service. And I'm thinking, man, we about to have revival at 11:30. Hey, they were running the back of the pew. At 12:30, they were running up down the side of the road. Hey, 1:30, hey, the Holy Ghost was falling. Hey, 2:30, hey, the power of God was coming by. Hey, you know what God was doing? Hey, God said, I'll send rain. Hey, come on right here now. I believe God's about to move. I believe God's about to heal. Hey, somebody right here, I will heal, I will save, I will deliver, I will sanctify, I will do it. Hey, said God right here.
Well,
listen, couldn't you imagine not having no rain? Boy, everything's dying. And then the man of God comes in, and the man of God said, it's going to rain. Come on. You know what Ahab thought? What a lot of you thought. It ain't going to happen. But I'm telling you what. When God said it, it's going to happen. And I feel like God is about to send this church. Hey, rain right here. We about to see the hand of Almighty God and the power of God. Hey, come by in 2017. Hey, because God said, I will do it. I will move for my people. I will bless them. Well, let me tell you, God's going to help us.
Hallelujah.
I remember just coming in. I left Kentucky December 18th, I closed out revival in Kentucky. I was there 3 weeks. And I got ready to leave on Monday morning, December the 19th, and started down the road, and Brother Samuel, my truck broke down. I was around Knoxville, Tennessee, about 12 o'clock, and the truck broke down. The hub went out on the front, and I sat there from 12 till 9 o'clock that night. And I'm thinking, man, what else could happen here? I'm on my way. Hey, to Texas, believe God. I believe God's going to help us. I believe God's going to move. And finally, I got somebody to fix it. Now, I'm not telling you this for sympathy. I'm telling you what God can do.
All right.
And so I get it fixed. This guy told me $250 he'd fix it. So I said, come on, man, I got to get rolling. And so he gets there, and he fixes it. And 1 mile down the road, the other side goes out. I'm thinking, man, here I am again. Hey, God, will you help me again? Will you move for me again? I sat there at 4:30 in the morning, waiting on a record. And I finally decided I'll get it towed. My truck and trailer all the way from Knoxville, Tennessee, to my mom and dad's house in Georgia. And I said, man, I'm ready to get some rest. I'm tired. I'm wore out. I got it towed all the way down there. I got there at 8:30 in the morning. And then the guy comes by that evening to fix my truck, fix the other side of the van. And he said, you know what? He said, the guy that put the other one on last night, he didn't tighten no bolts. He didn't do nothing. And he said, it's just dangling. And 1 mile down the road, it run it. So I've had 3 bearings now put in. And I'm thinking, well, what else is going to happen? And you know what? Hey, God said, I'm going to move. I'm going to help you. I'm going to pour out my spirit. Oh, now listen. So I get it all fixed. I'm headed to Texas now. Get into Birmingham, Alabama. Tire blows out on the trailer. I'm thinking, man, what else is going to happen? I get it all fixed, and I'm on my way again. I get into Louisiana, and a boy just getting off work, 18 years old. He falls asleep, brother, and hits me in the back end of my trailer. I'm thinking, man, I'm going to make it one way or the other. Hey, whether the devil likes it or not. Hey, but God said, hey, God said, I'm going to turn this thing around. I'm going to move. And brother, I'm telling you what. Hey, God's turned it around. And I feel like right here tonight. Hey, some of you have been in a battle. And God said, I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to bless her. I'm going to bring them out of it. I'm going to Liberty. Hey, right here, 2017. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We all know the Bible. We all know the Bible said that Elijah had a young servant named Gehazi. And the Bible said that the man of God told him, he said, I want you to go up Mount Carmel, and I want you to look out over the sea. And he gets up there, and he said, I see nothing. There's nothing. Oh, you know what we see a lot of times? Exactly what he sees. There is nothing. Now listen, Mount Carmel, it consists of hills. Oh, come on here now. Hey, one way up is 12 miles. A round trip, 24 miles. Hey, but every time Gehazi, hey, come off Mount Carmel. Hey, you know what the man of God said? Hey, go again. Hey, God's gonna bless her. Hey, God's gonna heal. Hey, God's gonna see her. Hey, rain down. Hey, come on right here now. Hey, somebody say it. Hey, well, I'm already, hey, been to an altar. I'm already prayed. Hey, but God said, hey, go again. Hey, God's gonna move. Hey, God's gonna play. Hey, God's gonna deliver.
Hallelujah.
Then he gets up at 7 time and got them words from Elijah. Go again. And he gets up at 7 a.m. and he's looking out over the Mediterranean Sea. And look. And you know what he sees? He said, "I see a cloud." Oh, come on. Can anybody see that cloud tonight? Hey, can anybody see it? Up and over the church out here. Hey, come on. He said, "I see a cloud. Hey, like a man's hand." Hey, come on. There's enough in that cloud. Hey, to produce. Hey, enough to bless everybody. And to heal everybody. And to save everybody. And to do it right here tonight. Hey, come on, God said, "I will send rain." Hey, you better get ready. I said, "The rain's coming." Hey, God's going to do it. But what about Gehazi? When he come off Mount Carmel, he got excited. He said, "I see a cloud." And he come back to where Elijah was. And he said, "I see a cloud." Oh, come on. You know what Elijah said? He said, "You tell Ahab, hook up that chariot. It's going to rain. And the clouds begin to be dark." Hey, come on right here now. I said, "The rains are coming. Hey, the rains are blessed. Hey, the rains from God. Hey, if we ever needed a rain, it's right now. In 2017, I gotta have rain. I gotta have a miracle. I gotta have your touch, Lord." And then, when he sees it, I know commentaries are different. I understand that. Some commentaries said it was 14 to 17 miles to Jericho. And then one said, all the way up to 27 miles to Jezreel. But listen, it don't matter how far it was. Did you hear what the Bible said? That Elijah outrun the chariot all the way to Jezreel. And you know what he said? Hey, the rains are coming. Hey, will anybody get excited? Hey, the rains are coming. Hey, the glory of God is going to fall. Hey, God's going to help. Hey, God's going to move. Hey, I'm telling you, you better get ready. It's a coming. Hey, ready or not, I said the rains are coming. Hey, glory to God. Hey, let it fall. Hey, right here tonight. Let it revive. Let it help. Let it bless us.
Hallelujah.
Listen. I see a cloud. Now, what if somebody just felt one little drop of rain in this service right here? You come plumb up out of that pew. You'd be shouting. You'd be running. Come on now. Now listen. I remember hearing on the radio, you hear them about the news forecast. They'll say in Kilgore, Texas, 100% chance of rain. And it never rains. Never rains. They spend billions of dollars on the upper radar and still can't predict it's going to rain. And then the next day you'll hear on the radio there's a 10% chance of rain. And then we think, well, it ain't going to rain today. It didn't rain on 100%. But on 10%, here comes a gully wash. Come on here now. But you know what? On the upper radar with God, I see the rain. God said, the rains are coming. Oh, come on here now. His Doppler radar never misses it. Hey, when God says it, hey, you mark it down. That rains are coming. Hey, the glory of God is going to fall right here. You know what else God said? Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, the lower part of that scripture. "For I am the Lord that healeth thee." I don't care what the devil says. God's a healer. God's able to move. God's able to come by. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, come on, that's what God said. Hey, Luke 5:17, hey, the power of the Lord was present to heal thee. And I'm telling you, I feel His power. I believe we ought to reach out. I believe we ought to praise Him. I believe we ought to glorify and magnify Him right here. Malachi 3:6 says, For I am the Lord. I change not.
Amen.
He ain't never changed. He never will.
Amen.
Now, you know what? We've had the same boss man for over 2,000 years. He's never changed.
Amen.
He never will. You know what he says in Acts chapter 2 verse 17? And it shall come to pass. In the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. It's going
to
happen. It's going
to
happen. The rain's going to fall. Oh boy, I'd like to leave out on a Wednesday night saying, hey, you should have been there. Hey, when the Holy Ghost come down. Hey, you should have been there. Hey, when that first drop of rain came. Hey, when God began to move. Hey, God said it's going to happen. Hey, come on right here now. Hey, when God says it's in market there.
Amen.
I remember back in first of the year, I was in revival 23 weeks straight. Man, I was tired. I was wore out. Just going home for the weekend. And get there. And I said, we better rest this weekend. Because I'm tired. I'm wore out. And we went to our home church. And Brother Chris said, I want you to preach Sunday night. I said, brother, you preach. I'm just glad to be home. Sunday morning, the Holy Ghost got to falling. He said, now it's time to get up. I said, no, not me. Come on here now. Holy Ghost got the moving, brother. I'm telling you, God got the healing. Hey, God got the moving. And the power of God fell in that place. Oh, come on here now. We had four get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. One of them, an 8-year-old boy. One of them, a 13-year-old girl. Oh, come on. And one of them, a man that been backslid for years. He just got saved in January. And brother, he just got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hey, back in June. Hey, come on right here now. Hey, God was pouring it out. Hey, God was moving. And you know what I feel like right here tonight? Hey, we ain't seen nothing of what God's gonna do. God's gonna move. How God's gonna bless her. How God's gonna heal.
We
went in revival right there at our home church, and the power of God fell every night. Had a lady 19 years in our church. She said, I've been fighting depression, oppression. She said, I never could get it prayed through. But that night the Holy Ghost fell. God said, I will move. And she got delivered. She run around the church. She shouted under the power of God. Oh, come on here now. I mean, knows God's able to do that. Hey, God's able to reach down. Hey, right here tonight and help somebody. Right in that revival. I just pulled in. Pulled my trailer in and we was going to hook a little 50-ounce breaker up. I could hook my trailer up. And I've hooked breakers up, and I've hooked a 50-ounce up all over this country. And I get to my home church, and I get ready to hook this up. And I remember Bible, brother. And I told Brother John, I said, did you turn that power off? Yes, sir. He turned it off. We hooked the power up. And Brother Samuel, when we turned it on, my trailer run about 5 minutes, blowed everything in it. I thought, man, something ain't right. Oh, come on here now. And he said, well, we've done everything right. We called an electrician in. The electrician said, everything's done right. Don't understand. He flips the breaker. When he does, everything shot again. And I'm thinking, man, what's happening here? But God said,
all right,
I'm going to help you.
Hallelujah.
Now listen. So I told Brother John, I said, Brother John, go back in there and turn that power off. Turn that breaker box off. And now listen, Brother John was a good person. But I said, Brother John, did you turn that off? He said, I think so. And boy, I should have went in myself. We're dealing with 220. And I go in there and I take that box off. And brother, I just get the cover off good. And this electricity starts hitting my hand. I'm on an aluminum ladder. Two steps up on it. And brother, this electricity starts running through my hands, running all over my body. And I'm trying to pull off of it, brother, and I couldn't. Oh, come on here now. And I'm telling you what, all I could think of in my mind, it may have been foolish at the time, but all I could think of is where two or three are gathered together in my name. Hey, there am I in the midst of. You know what I was thinking when I was on that ladder? God, you forgot me. You don't know where I'm at. But I tell you what, old brother John reached over, fixed and kicked me off the ladder. Oh, come on here now. And all of a sudden, God pulled my hand off. Hey, what about it right here now? Hey, I'm telling you, God's about to move. Hey, God's about to pull somebody out of that battle, out of that trouble. Hey, I should have died. Hey, but I'm telling you, God said, I'm going to revive you. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to help you. Hey, God's got the power. Hey, to do it right here tonight. If we only believe it. If we believe it. Hey, let's worship here. Hey, let's magnify. Hey, God's able. Hey, to do it right here tonight. Hey, some of you have been in a dry place. Come on, I'm fixing clothes. But I'm telling you, some of you have been in a dry place. And you ain't felt God in a while. Come on, I pray the Holy Ghost laid this on my heart. God said, tell them I'm going to move. Tell them I'm going to send a shower. Tell them I'm going to help them. Come on. Some of you's had a hard battle. Some of you's had long heartaches. All troubles and trials. But I can see the Lord right now. I can see that hand hovering right over. Oh, come on. Hey, send the rain, God. Hey, send the power. Hey, send the anointing. Hey, send the Spirit of God. Hey, brother, I'm telling you what. Hey, glory to God right here. As I'm coming. Oh, come on here now. I feel God say, hey, something's going to be different after the night right here. Hey, glory to God. Hey, I'm telling you, God said it. He'll do it again and again and again and again. Oh, I got to quit. I got to quit. But when God tells you he's going to do it, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
He's going to move. He's going to heal. He's going to bless. Now, I was preaching. Red Danny Scott called me when we come preaching his camp meeting. And I told him, brother, I said, I'm in Arkansas. I can't come. Brother Paul was preaching a meeting. And Brother Paul preached during that meeting. I didn't know what he preached. I hadn't seen him in years until I got there. Oh, come on. And I walked straight into the camp meeting. And he preached about Acts chapter 27. And I wasn't there when he preached it. And then Brother Gabbert come from here. And he preached in that same meeting. Or from Fairlands he came. And he preached in that meeting. And he preached the very same thing Brother Paul preached. And I was down the road at Brother Mike Brewer's. And I drove in, brother, and I preached the very same thing that these guys preached, and they didn't know it, I didn't know it. Hey, I'm telling you what, hey, it's amazing how God is showing up in this hour right here. Hey, come on right here now. I'm telling you, God is wanting to pour it out on you right here tonight. Hey, can anybody stand a blessing of God right here tonight? Hey, pour it on me. Open the heaven. Hey, let the rain come. Let the glory of God. Hey, let it fall in a mighty way.
Hallelujah.
Oh, boy, I feel it.
Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost right here.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. Maybe somebody get me a song if that's all right, brother. You know what I feel like? I'm just going to obey God if that's all right, brother Samuel. I feel like God's about to help you, brother. I don't know you. I've only seen you a few times. I feel like God's about to pour it on y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on here now. I said, I feel like God is about to pour the rain on you. You might as well get ready. Ain't a shout right here. Hey, come on, that devil say it. Ain't nothing gonna get no better. Hey, my cock say it. I will. Hey, send rain. I will do it. I will pour it out. I will play. I will refine. I will try. I will do it.
Surely I shall move, saith God. Surely I shall send the rain. For surely I have seen thy tears, and I have heard thy cries. And I have come to answer thee, saith God. And I have shown thee a hand in the cloud tonight. Wait for me, saith God. For that cloud, the size of a man's hand, will soon be a downpour, saith God. Wait for me, saith the Lord, for I am coming to do what I have promised to you, my children. Trust in me. Lean not to your own understanding, saith God, for I will do what I have promised you. Trust in me.
God said. God said, let's stand all over the house, if you will. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's worship Him. Let's magnify Him out here tonight. God said, oh, hallelujah. If you want to come pray, the altars are open. God said, you take one step, I'll take two. There's no limit to what God can do. Oh, come on here now. Hallelujah.